理课堂听 class.com。
大家好，欢迎又来到蒋建堂英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talk in English。谢谢你的收听。Today's lesson is called Recycling。今天课文仍然是讲解有关资源的回收。马上展开我们今天的节目。Let's get started with keywords.
Our first one is million.
百万。
Million. More than 3 million people live in Taipei.
Throw away.
扔掉。
Throw away. Can I throw away your old shoes?
Pollution.
污染。
Pollution. Pollution is bad in this river. The water is really dirty.
Sort.
分类
Sort. Please sort these dishes. Put the plastic here and the glass there.
完成关键词 today's keywords 后，马上进入到课文当中。Here is conversation A.
Conversation A.
I put a chart on the wall here. Then people can see what we collect.
Good idea. I'll tell everyone to bring the recycling here.
Me too. I'll tell the students at school.
Thanks. I'll bet we get lots of newspapers.
Why?
Every day, Americans buy 62 million newspapers, and they throw away 42 million of them.
在这个对话一开始就听到 Tess 说他在墙上面就贴了一个图表，那么人们就可以看到他们所在正在收的是什么东西了。这个 Pete 也说了他会转告其他人，叫他们都把那些能够回收的东西都拿回来。 Zack 也说到他会在学校里面告知那些学生。接着这个 Tess 就很肯定的说他一定会收到什么很多的报纸。为什么呢？哦，原来美国人每天都会买6200万份报纸，但是其中有4200万份是被扔掉的。对话内容就是那么简单，回去看当中的句子。好，首先听一下这个 Tess 说他在墙上面就贴了一个什么呢？
I put a chart on the wall here. Then people can see what we collect.
Good idea.
I put the chart on the wall here.这个 chart, C-H-A-R-T, chart, 表示图表，图表。说到这个 chart, 图表呢，比较常用的有两种，其中一种叫 bar chart, B-A-R, bar, bar chart, 叫做条形统计图。大家如果比较习惯看那个天气预报啊，这个降雨量的时候呢，每一个季度例如从1月份到12月份就有12条的那个雨量的那个图，每一个月上面都有一条柱子，比较高的柱子就表示那个月降雨量比较多，这一种叫做怎么 bar chart 条形统计图，一条一条柱子有一些高有一些低，用来显示这个量 bar chart 条形统计图。另外一种呢就叫做 pie chart pie P-I-E pie就是那个馅饼这个 pie, 这种 pie chart 就叫做饼形统计图，饼就是月饼的饼，饼形统计图 pie chart 就是一个圆形，然后呢中间有一个扇形，用一个扇形这个扇面的大小来表示这个份额的大小，一般都是用来显示这个份额，用来对比这个份额所用的，这一种就叫做 pie chartPie chart, 饼形统计图。好了，接着 Tess 就说到他一定会怎么收集到很多的报纸，因为美国人怎么呢？每天买多少份报纸？听一下 Tess 的那句话。
Why?
Every day, Americans buy 62 million newspapers.
Wow, every day, Americans buy 62 million newspapers, 买6200万份的报纸。当中有个 million, 百万。million, 百万是我们今天的 keyword, 先去听一下英语怎么解释 million, 然后再回来说相关的知识点。
Million. Now a million is a big number. A million is 1 plus 6 zeros.
这里就解释了 ,a million 就是什么 ?one, 一 plus 加上 six zeros, 六个零。一加六个零就是100万了。刚才那一句话就说到了美国人呢、每天就买6200万份。这个6200万，注意啊，在中英文当中要有一个数字的转换，因为我们的单位不同啊。在英语当中说的千万就是我们说的10个100万啊 ,10 million。一个亿就是100个100万，所以啊在英语当中一定要注意这个转换。刚才那一句话 ,62 million, 62个100万，翻译成中文的时候就要把它说成6200万。好，接着听一下这个 test 说到底啊有多少份是给扔掉的。
And they throw away 42 million of them.
And they throw away 42 million of them. 其中有4200万份是被扔掉的。这个 throw away 扔掉是我们今天的 keyword. 听一下英语怎么解释 throw away.
Throw away. Now when you throw away something, that means you don't want it anymore. You don't want to keep it. You might throw away things in the trash or in the garbage.
没错了，你不再想要，你不再需要的东西，你就会怎么 throw it away, 把它扔掉。顺便就告诉一下大家了，我们平时 throw away 的东西，扔掉的东西啊，通常都是什么实实在在一个东西，我们没有用就把它扔掉。例如 throw away the old books, 把旧书扔掉。throw away the old clothes, 把旧的衣服都扔掉。但我们有一些抽象的东西也可以把它 throw away, 例如我们的 worries, 我们的烦恼，我们的忧虑。所以啊，你的朋友很忧愁的时候，你就可以对他说throw away your worries, throw away your worries, 把你的什么忧虑烦恼通通抛弃吧。好，接着我们去听下一段的对话。
Conversation B.
Here you go, Tess.
Thanks. Where did you get all those aluminum cans?
I found them in the trash cans at school.
Great.If everyone recycled cans, we would have a lot less pollution.
Really?
Yes. Americans throw away a lot of aluminum.
How much?
Enough to rebuild all the big airplanes in the U.S. every 3 months.
This 个对话是由 Pete 和 Tess 进行的。一开始这个Pete 就拿了什么很多的铝罐去给这个 Tess。 诶，到底在哪里找那么多铝罐呢？哦，原来 Pete 在学校的那个垃圾桶里面找到了这些铝罐。接着 Tess 就说到了，哇，如果每个人都怎么回收这些铝罐的话呢，那么一定会少很多的污染。他这句话是真的吗？有没有道理呢？ Tess 说啊，美国人每天都会扔掉很多的铝，到底扔掉多少呢？哎 ,TS 就说到了，这个扔掉的量，每3个月所扔掉这个铝的量，足够可以重建在美国当中的所有大飞机。哇，这些数据也挺惊人的。好，马上回去看当中的一些句子。回到对话一开始，听一下 TS 问这个 Pete 到底在什么地方得到这个铝罐，我们又听一下 Pete 怎么回答。
Where did you get all those aluminum cans?
I found them in the trash cans at school.
这个一问一答当中啊，有两个 can, 一个是什么呢？ Aluminum can. 这个 aluminum 就是铝，铝罐 can. 另外一个就是 trash can, 用来 装垃圾的那个垃圾箱、垃圾桶、垃圾罐，就是这个 trash can, trash can。回收到那么多的铝罐之后呢 ，Tess 就说了下面这句话
：If everyone recycled cans, we would have a lot less pollution。
我们把这句话的主句和从句分开。首先看这个 ，If everyone recycled cans， 注意哦，这个 recycle 用了过去式，意思是什么？如果每个人都回收这些罐子的话。这个 recycle 用了过去式表示什么？表示现实，就是很多人并不回收这些罐子，这是一个虚拟语气，表示和现在事实相反。接着那一句就是 We would have a lot less pollution， 我们的污染将会大大的减少。这句话当中的 would 也是用了过去式，是 will 的过去式，因为主句和从句的那个与那个时态啊要对应，所以前后都用了过去式。这里表示和现在事实相反的虚拟语气，相当于什么呢？举一个例子 ，If I were you, I would go。如果我是你的话 ，If I were you， 这个 were 很明显就是用了过去式 be 的过去式。在虚拟语气当中啊，凡是 be 的过去式。都是用 were， if I were you， 如果我是你的话，现实上啊，在事实上我就不可能是你的，只不过是假设我是你的话， I would go， 我就去了，可能去什么 go to the party， I would go to the party， 我就去那个派对了，前后都是用了过去式。好了，再看一看这个 test 刚才那句话的下半句， We would have a lotless pollution， 这句话呢说起来有点绕口，其实啊把这个 a lot 删除掉就变成 we would have less pollution， 我们就会怎么污染就会更少了，把这个 a lot 改成 much 也比较好说， we would have much less pollution， 这个 a lot 其实啊就相当于 much。好啦，差一点忘记 ，pollution 是我们今天的 keyword。听一下英语怎么解释 pollution。
Pollution. Now, pollution is anything in the air or around us that is dirty and hurts the environment.
Yes, pollution. Now, sometimes we can see pollution. You might look at a city and see something that looks like a dark cloud over the city, but really it is pollution.
没错了，就是一些脏东西对环境会造成损害的东西，就是 pollution， 污染。其实啊，就是 pollute， 污染的这个名词形式。这一段的讲解就到这里，我们现在去听下一段的对话。
Conversation C.
Here are two bundles of papers. I have more in my car.I put a box in my apartment building so we can collect newspapers.
Good idea! Then you can just bring them to the center.
I'll put these in the bin, then I'll get the rest.
And I'll keep sorting the trash at school.
Thanks, guys! We have a great start.
This conversation, at the beginning, Zack.就怎么拿出了两捆的报纸，哇，原来他车上面还有更多的，他还在他住的那个大楼面前放了一个箱子，这样就可以收到更多的一些旧报纸了。哎，大家都很积极啊。这个时候 Pete 也说他会在学校里面继续做这个垃圾分类的工作，回收到那么多的东西，当然这是一个很好的开始啦。所以在对话结束的时候呢，这个Test 就说了 ，Guys, we have a great start. 我们有一个好的开始。好，马上回去看当中的一些句子。对话一开始 ，Jack 就拿出了什么两捆的报纸。我们听一下那句话。
Here are two bundles of papers.
Here are two bundles of papers. 纸有两捆的纸，这里专门是指这个收这个旧报纸，两捆。Two bundles， B-U-N-D-L-E bundle 表示捆束一捆什么什么就是 a bundle of something 例如 a bundle of clothes two bundles of clothes 两捆衣服或者说 two bundles of books 两捆书除了这个 Zack 很积极的回收报纸呢哎，接着那个 Pete 也很积极哦我们听一下他说的那句话
And I'll keep sorting the trash at school
他说 I will keep sorting the trash at school I will keep sorting the trash at school 他在学校里面呢会继续做这个垃圾分类的工作哎，当中有个 sorting 其实就是 sort的那个现在分词这里是动名词加了 ing sort 分类我们听一下今天英语怎么解释我们的 keyword sort
sort now when you sort things that means you take things from a big group and put them into smaller groupsFor example, when you sort recycling, you take all of the recycling and put it into different groups, like newspapers and cans and glass.
没错了 ,sort 就是分类。刚才那个解释当中就做了一个例子，就是什么，把回收回来的东西按照它们那个种类来进行分开，有些是报纸啦，有些是玻璃啦，等等等等。我们可以拿这个 sort 来造句，例如I'm sorting these discs. 我正在怎么为这些碟子分门别类。Here are the DVDs and there are VCDs. 这边的是什么 DVD, 那边的就是 VCD. I'm sorting discs. 正在为这些碟子光盘分门别类。Sort. Sort. 刚才啊这个 P 说他会怎么Keep sorting trash 他说 Keep sorting the trash 其实就是 sort the trash 做垃圾分类的工作课文的讲解就到这里现在从头到尾再把课文的内容听一遍
I put a chart on the wall here Then people can see what we collect
Good idea. I'll tell everyone to bring the recycling here.
Me too. I'll tell the students at school.
Thanks. I'll bet we get lots of newspapers.
Why?
Every day, Americans buy 62 million newspapers, and they throw away 42 million of them.
Here you go, Tess.
Thanks!Where did you get all those aluminum cans?
I found them in the trash cans at school.
Great! If everyone recycled cans, we would have a lot less pollution.
Really?
Yes! Americans throw away a lot of aluminum.
How much?
Enough to rebuild all the big airplanes in the U.S. every 3 months.
Here are two bundles of papers. I have more in my car. I put a box in my apartment building so we can collect newspapers.
Good idea! Then you can just bring them to the center.
I'll put these in the bin, then I'll get the rest.
And I'll keep sorting the trash at school.
Thanks, guys! We have a great start!
听完课文的所有内容后马上进入到节目的最后一个环节每天一句今天的句子是 Pollution is a big problem 环境污染是个大问题 Pollution is a big problem
Why do you recycle?
Because pollution is a big problem
Why do you wear a mask?
Because pollution is a big problem
Why do you pick up trash?
Because pollution is a big problem.
Hey, can I help you?
Sure. Why do you want to help me pick up trash?
Because pollution is a big problem.
Pollution is a big problem. 环境污染是个大问题。Pollution is a big problem. 节目到这里就要跟大家说再见啦。See you next time. Goodbye, everyone. Don't forget, learning English can be fun. 学英语也是很有趣的。